reporting from Burnaby, BC. This is Danny Nesvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. A team of researchers at Simon Fraser University, led by Professor of Plant Functional Genomics, Jim Mattson, has successfully grown both blueberry and raspberry crops in the university's biotech greenhouse during the winter. This marks a major development in the team's research project, which has been working to identify the environmental conditions best for indoor blueberry and raspberry production. This project also aims to adapt the berries to the new environment through gene editing. CJSF recently took a trip down to the research team's lab, where Jim Mattson gave us a tour of not only the lab facilities, but the biotech greenhouse as well.
Yeah, and this Western Red Cedar was a very nice tree until a few years ago, and it died from repeated drought stress in the summer. And that's happening all over the campus. Western Red Cedar is quite drought sensitive. So that's the climate change. And it's actually well on the way for agriculture too, that you need to adjust varieties based on climate change.
So this is the greenhouse. Always quite messy. And also quite hot. Let's see how hot it is.
For the next year, do you foresee this just improving and getting better?
Yes, but we're not doing it here. We're doing it primarily in Chilliwack, and where we have a larger greenhouse. It's highly controlled. We measure all the inputs. We measure the amount of electricity, the amount of natural gas used for heating, and so on, to find out a good compromise, I should say, between growth and cost of producing. So in the end, it's not just science. You have to make it commercially feasible too. Otherwise, it's not going to be used by anyone, so to say.
Another question we had for Mattson was, what was contributing to this project's success? Why were they seeing progress in indoor berry growing that hadn't been seen before?
I think the gene editing is a big part, because it's really hard to change in a short time traits in perennial species in particular. They take years to, it usually takes something like 10 to 20 years to make a new variety, and the changes are usually incremental. And blueberry in particular, it's really hard because it has four copies of each gene. And for some traits, you need to knock out not just one copy, but all four. And that can never be done, it's very difficult to do that by traditional breeding, especially since no one knows what gene to look at that happens. So we can do it in a controlled way without changing anything else in the genome, just changing that gene. So that's a big change. There's a revolution, I think, in agriculture, the gene editing. They will not... So transgenics are highly controversial, even though it has been shown that it is safe and it's too expensive, so it's only the big companies that can pursue them right now. It costs many, many millions, actually tens of millions, to get new varieties approved that are transgenic. So this is sort of the opportunity for breeders of all breeds and species to do something. So it's quite a change. It's not just the big crops like maize and rice and wheat. It's other crops that can be bred in a fairly short time for particular traits without changing the whole genome, so to say, mixing up the whole genome. So that's a big change.
He then went on to explain the mechanisms behind the berry growing process.
So we did a test this winter with both raspberry and blueberry, primarily blueberry, but raspberry as well, and it worked out surprisingly well. So blueberry, normally they make the flower buds in the late summer, when days are getting shorter and the nights are getting cooler. Then the plant get the signal that it's time to make flower buds, but then they go dormant from the same treatments. When it gets cooler and shorter day, after a while they go dormant, and then they stay dormant until the spring, until about March, April, when the longer days and warmer temperatures make them wake up and start growing again. So the problem is, if you then want to grow them in winter time, you want to induce flower bud formation, but you do not want them to go dormant. Because if they go dormant, they're going to stay, it doesn't matter if you put light on them and high temperature, they're not going to do anything for a few months. So they need a specific time of cold treatment before they start growing again. But if you time it correctly, you can induce flower buds, but they do not go dormant. And that's what we did with the blueberry in the fall. So we took them inside before they went dormant, and then they started growing in... the first one already in September, and we had the first crop in December, and with the peak of the crop in January and February.
During our conversation, Mattson also stressed the potential that this project has to progress Canada's domestic agriculture.
Well, we got a grant from the Weston Family Foundation, which is tied, of course, to the Loblaws and so on. They are the owners, Weston is the owners of Loblaws and so on. And what happened a few years ago during COVID, there was problems with import because of the COVID crisis. And this company and other companies and consumers realize that, hey, there can be big disruptions in import of produce, including berries, not just berries, but other too, during events of COVID. And of course now with Trump and his activities, then it's entirely possible that these things will be more expensive too. So it's good to have a domestic production.
Well, there is still much more work that needs to be done to make these berries viable for commercial production. Jim Mattson and his research team are optimistic of the project's future outcomes. Once again, this has been Danny Nezvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. This segment would not have been possible without the continued support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. You can also find this piece on frequencynews.ca.